Motor Talk with David Berthon. List and sell your car on oscar.com.au.
Driving Mazda CX-30 SUV today, a small-medium SUV that fits between the small CX-3 and larger CX-5, the CX-30, one of the best arrivals this year in 11 automatic-only models with a choice of 2 and 2.5-litre engines in either front or all-wheel drive. I tested the mid-spec 2-litre G20 Touring front drive at $34,990. The Mazda CX-30 answers the lack of boot space in the CX-3, 120mm longer overall and 30mm wider, and it really lifts the bar in small SUVs. Having said that, like the current Mazda 3 hatch, it very much depends on engine choice. The 2-litre engine lacks some low-down punch, and for my money, the Dura 2.5-litre models offer a much better blend of performance. Spend another $1,500 and you won't be disappointed. Economy-wise, I averaged 8.4 litres per 100 in mostly city driving, and importantly, it happily runs on 91 RON petrol. An outstanding chassis for handling and ride, it feels nimble on road, the electric power steering amongst the best I've driven, the styling, very much a winner, a very well-packaged SUV for occupants and luggage with a local 5-star crash safety rating that gave it 99% in adult occupant protection. Child seat fixings well covered too, with 3 top tether anchors or 2 ISOFIX points, backed by a 5-year unlimited kilometre warranty. I'm David Berthon.